We have some great folks on the telephone right now. Dan Butler, Melissa Gilbert. They are both starring in a show called When Harry Met Rehab. It's at the Greenhouse Theater Center on the near north side of Chicago. Dan Butler, you know him. I know you know him from He's Bulldog on Frasier. Melissa Gilbert, Emmy Award-winning actress, Golden Globe nominated. You know her from Little House on the Prairie and film after film after film on TV, film after film after film in film, as well as this guy she's married to, Timothy Busfield, who you probably have seen on TV as well. Hey, guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, and I'll go sort of one at a time here so you know who I'm talking to. I'll ask you first, Dan, describe the show When Harry Met Rehab. And Harry Tynowitz, by the way, has been on this radio station, but you'll explain how that all ties in.
Oh, well, fantastic. Yeah, it's Harry's story. He is one of the co-writers along with Spike Manton. And about 10 years ago, he had a very public DUI. And to save his job and probably not go to court or jail, he was told to go to 8 weeks of rehab for alcohol addiction. So it's really through his lens, the story of that 8 weeks and who he met and how they dealt with his denial and cluelessness. And it's very funny and very affecting, and the audiences seem to like it a lot.
Yeah. And Melissa Gilbert, tell me who you play and tell me more about the show. Kind of pick it up from where Dan left off.
I play Barb, the therapist at the rehab facility. I am the counselor to the group in group therapy. I'm also a recovering addict, heroin addict, and a former magician. If you saw me walking down the street recently, you would see that I have rainbow-colored hair for this role. It's been really, really fun. And before I go any further, I got a shout out to the rest of our cast, who are just the most extraordinary group of people and so wonderful and loving. Elizabeth Laidlaw, G.K. Johnson, Keith D. Gallagher, Jonathan Oliveris, our incredible understudies, Roberto and Chris and Patrick. We've created a really fun bond. Did I not say G.K. Johnson?
No, G.K. Johnson.
Oh, and he's the most important one, doggone it.
Doggone it. So you guys, and I'm sure your co-stars appreciate the shout-outs. Dan, Melissa, and I'll ask you this first, Dan. What appealed to you about the show? I mean, really, it's a relatively small theater. It's nice. It's on the near north side of Chicago, as I said, on Lincoln Avenue, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue, specifically. What appealed to you about this show? And I'll ask you the same question, Melissa. I mean, you guys appear all over the country on main stages in major movies on television. Why this show, Dan?
Well, I love the theater. I've loved it since I was a little kid, and I especially love, I mean, it's the perfect size house for this kind of experience, because you want to be very intimate with the whole process of recovery. And what drew me to the show was not just, you know, it's very common for us to have family and friends literally in recovery for alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex. But I just feel it's very timely that we're all in need of recovery, of just how to be around one another, how to be anger management, to be empathetic and supportive of your fellow man, no matter what their views. We have to learn that all over again. So I think it's very universal.
Melissa?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I found the theme, like Dan said, to be incredibly universal, especially at this time, you know, and we I think collectively felt like we were coming out of something really horrible, and now we're sort of taking a few steps backwards and having to re-navigate. And the other thing for me that was appealing about this, aside from the sense of community and the reminder of how to love one another, is that this is it's a challenge and a real blessing to be able to be back on stage now and to be able to be in a room with an audience and feel their energy. They're the seventh character in the play, and they're with us the whole time. And that's something a lot of us, all of us in the industry, haven't gotten to feel for a long time. And although, you know, there are hiccups and bumps along the way as we navigate this pandemic, it is such a joy to share this experience in this play with the audience and to share this experience with these incredible players. And then the kicker for me on top of it all is that it's a comedy. And I think now more than ever, we need to feel all the feelings, but laughter is what's going to get us through.
Yeah. In fact, I remember interviewing you about 4,000 years ago. I don't remember. I don't remember the name of the show. I think it was a TV movie. And whatever it was, you were doing comedy in this particular role, and you were hysterical. It was. I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't know she could do that. We've known Melissa Gilbert since you were 2 years old. Literally, we feel like we know you. How is it that you ended up a child actor? Began very, very young, kind of normal.
Oh, yeah. Well, ask the rest of my castmates or anyone who knows me well enough. I mean, we were just on a text thread and I was ranting and raving about something. So I don't know anyone who's normal. I find normal a little boring. So that's the good part. I blessedly got to grow up on a set that was very focused on the kids. And although there was a lot of shenanigans and, you know, the grown-ups were grown-ups and it was the 70s and everyone was drinking and smoking and, you know, that the adults, to be clear.
Uh-huh.
I still, the emphasis was on keeping the children and not pushing us to grow up too fast and being entirely inappropriate around us. And we had Michael Landon protecting us at all times. I did especially. And he really nurtured me through that process and enabled me to have this 55-year career. And I feel very, very lucky to do that. And the show you were talking about was a sitcom I did with Rosie O'Donnell called Stand By Your Man.
Yeah.
Eons ago.
And as I recall, it was a long time ago. And as I recall, you even did some, I hope I'm not wrong here, I hope I'm remembering right, you did some physical comedy as a part of all this as well.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Quite a bit of it. My character had a very, this is a stretch, obviously, but she had a very Lucille Ball physical quality too. I did a lot of walking into doors and, you know, coming in after riding on a motorcycle with my hair 7 feet high and my eyes crossed and covered in mud, and that part was really fun. And you know, my whole family are comics. My father was a stand-up comic and an actor and a dancer and a singer and a musician. My grandfather created the Honeymooners. My godparents were stand-up.
What? Yeah. Your grandfather created? We have to have a whole different conversation here. Your grandfather created? Who's your grandfather?
Harry Crane was my grandfather's name, and he wrote for Jackie Gleason. He wrote the Jackie Gleason show, and they created these characters based on my grandfather and my grandmother on that show, and then it became the Honeymooners.
I would love to have a separate conversation with you about that. Dan, so Harry Tynowitz, the guy you're playing, probably, you tell me, may have come to some rehearsals, has come to the show, but he's the guy you're playing. Is that hard to do?
No. He was there a lot. I mean, what was great is they left us alone because, you know, you go through a period where they wrote it, and then it's like a relay. You pass it off to you've been working with a director and a dramaturg, but then you, then it's not theoretical anymore. It's you've cast certain people. So they're sort of making it theirs and you find that land in between you and a character. And, you know, we were honing it to never repeat anything, to hone down the material so it's always telling something different and moving the story ahead and doing it in an entertaining fashion. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, Melissa was talking about this. Yes, I'm extraordinarily proud of the show and everything about it. We worked hard on it, but it's a great night in the theater. It is really funny and it surprises you, and there's terrific, terrific actors taking part in it.
And because it's such a, as you point out, such an intimate theater, I mean, you're right there at the Greenhouse Theater Center, through January 30th, so you don't have much time to see When Harry Met Rehab, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue, whenharrymetrehab.com to learn more. I wish, really, we had more time. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you
so much. Stay safe and healthy and have a happy new year.
The same to both of you.
Happy new year.
Have a happy new year.